Penguin Random House Audio presents The Gates of Evangeline by Hester Young. Read for you by January Lavoie. But Evangeline's heart was sustained by a vision that faintly floated before her eyes and beckoned her on through the moonlight. It was the thought of her brain that assumed the shape of a phantom. Through those shadowy aisles had Gabriel wandered before her, and every stroke of the oar now brought him nearer and nearer. Henry Wadsworth Longfellow, Evangeline, A Tale of Acadie. Prologue. I can't pinpoint the moment I cross over. It comes slowly. The seductive darkness, my face and limbs dissolving into something weightless and fuzzy. Then consciousness spreads through me like caffeine. My senses come alive. This time, there is water. A soft shh on either side of me. I wait. Try to orient myself. Am I in a boat? The darkness lifts and a picture forms. Swamp. I'm in a rowboat, drifting through brown water and swirls of green scum. Around me I see dead leaves, rotted branches curling like fingers, partially submerged trees clawing their way upward. On my right I catch a flash of movement. Watchful green eyes peer up at me. An alligator. I drift along, trying to read the light to get a sense of time. Morning? Morning?